I feel like I can say this shit though, like, yeah, you know, like, I'm being real. I thank y'all for coming in here. This shit seems like I'm just in the living room. Talking to everybody, we waiting on some gifts to come or something like that. But, and real, I feel like I can say that, man. My mama don't never like for me to tell this. I can talk about my son, you know, and his issue, but I can say this shit because what y'all didn't know was I was in special education a little bit when I was. This room ain't nothing but a room full of shit that people that ain't shit. I wasn't in there all the way while y'all laughing. Y'all like, I knew something wrong with that nigga. I knew something. His mouth ain't funny on the left. The niggas in the back like that. I been knew it. I seen that nigga. I told folks. And by a little bit, what I mean is I wasn't in there all day. But it was a certain time of the day where I had to get my ass up and go in there. Y'all didn't ever hit a bell because y'all were regular. It was two little faint babies like ting ting. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Y'all still see y'all class. We still, we be up in there. It was all right though, man. It was kind of like an X-Men. It was like a class full of for new mutants or something. It was, everybody had their own special power up in there. They had different niggas in there, but this shit was like CDC. They had a chick who could do makeup, it was a nigga could cut hair, it was a lot of little shit going on in there. I liked it, it really was my best part of the day. Y'all, I wasn't supposed to be in there. Y'all feel like y'all don't believe it. I wasn't though, but back in the 80s, see I had a speech issue, y'all will probably hear it a little bit now. But back in the 80s, they put everybody, it don't matter what's wrong with you, you can stutter a little bit, you better take your ass away. You know, Mastermind sitting in the wheelchair with the big head. He ain't smart, but we call him Mastermind. You gonna sit your ass in there with Mastermind. You be like, bone of chili, goddamn. I ain't gonna count to y'all, I had a partner who stuttered. Bro, I didn't know. Look, this nigga was the dope man. I ain't know he stuttered, but we went to Wendy's one day. And I ain't want to place his order. He was on the back seat. We had made our order. We pulled up and let that nigga order. This one I found out he stuttered because we used to text all the time. I was like, hey, man, get your own seat. He was like, I want to. What the fuck he want, bro? I ain't know. I want to bowl of chili. I was like, God damn. I ain't know the dope boy stuttered like this. When I look back at it, that was the same nigga who was in special ed with me. I'm like, I thought I knew your ass. Somebody else over there laughing like they was in special ed with me. Oh, it's you. You don't look familiar. I remember people out of there. I'm glad y'all laughed. We'll take y'all to special ed in the class of the new mutants. But I'ma tell y'all what, like y'all, I'm gonna be real with y'all. The first day I had to go in there, I knew they were finna come get me. I ain't even really want this shit to happen, but I could tell because my teacher had started dressing different. She normally used to wear a blouse. These few days, she was wearing a little lab coat. A little bit. What you got going on? And Monday, she had took three of my other partners who were stupid as a motherfucker out of class. I was like, well, where they took y'all? They were like, bro, we in there. You know Mastermind? We in his class. I was like, shit! I hope they don't come get me. I don't never be knowing where the fuck we in the book. So is she, y'all, too, that she came back. She came in there, I was scared as hell, like I said, when she came in the door, it wasn't even my part to read in class. I started reading another nigga part. I was lying. This how you know I ain't no shit in the book. I seen, I started reading, I said, Jane, Teresa said, don't go in that room. She said, Teresa ain't in the motherfucking book. In the book. Y'all over here judging people. That side over here fucked up. They got high. Y'all been drinking coffee. What y'all ate, a scone? This special ed up in here, nigga. I brought them niggas. We got Mastermind little Bobby Chell over there. Oh, God. It was fucked up. I'm gonna let y'all finish, but I'm gonna recall this situation. I'm gonna account the situation for y'all. Like when Miss Williams came back in the class, she had a lab coat on, and I started reading another nigga part because I knew I just had a fit. And she came in there, she started picking out niggas like the first round draft in front of everybody. Like, so when she pointed to you, you know you're going to the two bells. There can't nobody hear. She came in and she picked two nigga posts. She picked me, but they were close to me, so I felt the pressure. She was like, you. See how that felt? Feel like I put you in special ed, didn't it? But I didn't. But it felt like, she was like, you ain't paying attention. See how it felt? You like, I knew I was going, but. And I felt that she picked me. I just felt like she was like, you. I was like, oh, God damn. I just said, Teresa James said, don't go in there no more, though. She's like, you going? I was like, I had looked at my partner. Hey, y'all, I'm retarded now, y'all. We're gonna go in here.
Oh, shit.
It was an experience. Because the room was half and half. It was half for niggas who didn't pay attention in class, who just were flunking their teeth. Then the other half was new mutants back there. Like they fucked up for real. This side of the class smell like cubbyhole. This side smell like pillowcase slide. What the fuck y'all got going on in there? My nigga Mastermind is just spinning. I like, nigga, I know we got something we supposed to do. But I like what you putting down.
Oh, my God.
I remember to this day, I can remember, y'all, like I said, my speech was fucked up. When I tried to say, like, I did good in class. I was spelling good, my math, read, but when it come to talking, it didn't sound like I knew shit. Like, when it was my SHs and my CHs. When I tried to say chicken, I said chicken. When I tried to say shrimp, I said shrimp. They didn't know what to feed me. They were like, get a nigga a corn dog, this nigga. I'm confused, I don't know what he wants. Get a chicken to me, pizza. I was just like, bruh, I know. Like a word like Riverview fucked me up right now to this day. I can't say that type of shit. Fuck you, bruh. Riverview, nigga. Riverview. I don't even go nowhere where it got a street like Riverview. I look at the GPS, nigga. I had to do like a little grocery thing. I had the grocery app. I was working for grocery. They were like, they stay on Riverview. I was like, fuck this shit. I ain't take this shit back north side. But and I knew, like y'all, this something. If somebody in here was especially in, y'all ain't gonna say nothing with two niggas over there. But they had put me on the earphones. I used to think that shit looked cool when I walked through that. I'm like, boy, they got a record player in there. But when I got in there, it wasn't no record player. It's a tape thing. You stick a tape in there, and a nigga talk to you. He enunciate real well. He say shit like this: James crosses the street. James crosses the street. Say it with me. I be over there trying to learn. Over on this side, Mastermind still doing donut clarity. I'm like, Mastermind, calm down. Get your motor on your chair. I'm gonna go in there and tell you folks that you smart, but cool that. So we had Mastermind. I'm gonna let y'all get through what y'all doing, but y'all fucked up. It's some fucked up shit. My mama don't like when I tell this shit. She be like, but you were smart. You remember you got the best reader and best attendance. I'm proud too. I ain't miss no day. But I be in there not knowing where the fuck we in the book though. Somebody said SH word, I'd be like, where we at? Charles. I be waiting for one of them. Oh, you so stupid. Once I get one, oh, you so stupid, I really can go home. Yeah, y'all forgetting the story though. I told y'all we was in there like X-Men. They had signature niggas in there though, bro. I told y'all they had makeup girl. She was makeup girl, but also you had to give up your lunch tray. When everybody finished lunch, she just wanted to make sure that she got your lunch tray. And if you ain't give it to her, she threw a finger sign at you. Look at this nigga. You know her. Hey, She was a little fucked up, but she had good hair, nigga. So she was in the middle. We still would have did the T.I. to her ass. And my pop, man, a long time ago, knew a bad bitch. She was kind of slow. You should give it up when there's a few of us that are finger fuck on school. They be finger fucking. And I figured out in that song, T.I. was special ed, because who else riding on the bus? Them slow people. That's a shop bus. It be shot, but it still got a space behind the driver for a wheelchair. So we go in there, we had her, and then we had this other nigga. He really wasn't supposed to be in there neither, but he had them on like DJ Power. Oh, what the fuck, bro? I thought we was opening up here. Y'all acting like